A Vision of Zimbabwe by E.R. Edison. I will have gold and silver for my delight, hangings of red silk, purfled and worked in gold, with manticores and what worse shapes of fright, terror, antiquus spawned in the days of old. I will have columns of Parian veined with gems, their capitals by Phidias's self designed, by his hand carved, for flowers with strong smooth stems, Nepenthe, Elysian amaranth, and their kind. I will have night and the taste of a field well fought, and a golden bed made wide for luxury. And there, since else were all things else proved naught, bestower and hallower of all things, I will have thee. Thee and hawthorn time, for in that new birth, though all change, you I will have unchanged. Even that dress, so fallen to your hips as lapping waves should fall, you, clothed upon with your beauty's nakedness, the line of your flank, so lily pure and warm, the globed wonder of your splendid breasts made bare, the gleam like cymbals a clash, when you lift your arm, and the fawn leaps out with the sweetness of red gold hair. My dear, my tongue is broken, I cannot see. A sudden subtle fire beneath my skin runs, and an inward thunder deafens me, drowning mine ears. I tremble. Oh, unpin those pins of anachite diamond, and unbraid those strings of margery pearls, and so let fall your python tresses in their deep cascade to be your misty robe imperial. The beating of wings, the gallop, the wild spate die down. A hush resumes all being, which you do with your starry presence consecrate, and the peace of moon-trod gardens and falling dew. Two are our bodies, two are our minds but wed, on your dear shoulder like a child asleep, I let my shut lids press, while round my head your gracious hands their benediction keep. Mistress of my delights, and mistress of peace, oh, ever-changing, never-changing, you. Dear pledge of our true love's unending lease, since true to you means to mine own self true. I will have gold and jewels for my delight. Hyacinth, ruby, and smaragd, and curtains worked in gold, with manticores and what worse shapes of fright, terror, antiquus spawned in the days of old. Earth I will have, and the deep sky's ornament, lordship and hardship and peril by land and sea, and still, about cockshut time, to pay for my banishment, safe in the low of the firelight, I will have thee.